to eye you, but I've seen too much to try you. It's always weirdness why you dig it much too much to fry you. The weirdness flows between us, anyone can tell to see us. Freak scenes can't believe us, or can it just be cool and free us?
Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy College Station.
We got a right to the tree of life, and all that love can give us. We're not afraid to shine our light. We're here to tell our story.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World.
Thank you.
welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. It is incredible how many great guitar players Brazil produced. I have, in the past, made several programs focusing on a good number of them. And tonight we add to the list the guitarist João Camareiro. He was born in a town in the interior of São Paulo called Ribeirão Preto, but then moved at the age of 5 to Avaré, both in the interior of São Paulo. At the age 20, he went to Rio and lived there until 2020. He now resides in São Paulo. In his adolescent years, while living in Avaré, he played drums in a rock band. Soon after that, he started playing the guitar, but then his repertoire was totally focused on Brazilian music. And that time, according to João Camareiro, is when he first dove into the universe of choro music. When he was 17, he entered the conservatory at Tatuí, also in the state of São Paulo, and there his teacher, João Lira, helped him develop a technique to work as a guitar soloist. Until then, he had dedicated himself almost exclusively to accompanying other musicians. He played with several greats of Brazilian music like Maria Bethânia, Dori Caymmi. His latest album, released in 2020, is called Gentil Assombro. When asked what people should keep in mind while listening to that album, Camareiro replies, sort of zen-like, "Maybe listening with nothing in your mind and let the music take you where your mind wants to go." Thank you.
Thank you. just heard the complete album Gentil Assombro by the guitarist João Camareiro, whom we're listening in tonight's program. João Camareiro comes from Ribeirão Preto, a town in the interior of São Paulo. It is striking how many good musicians come from that area. I can think of André Memari, Diego Figueiredo, and João Camareiro, all of them who have been present in this program. The list of artists with whom he has been playing is extensive, putting the young virtuoso alongside many veterans. Currently, Camareiro is one of the most sought-after guitar players for his versatility and because of the ease of transitioning between being an accompanist and a soloist concert guitar.
Beleza magistral Na cena principal, os beijos do cinema, juntos no final, na compilação mais especial, cinema mundial, um tema triunfal. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This was Enigma by the guitarist João Camareiro. Thank you so much for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flávio Chamis. Hope to meet you again next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCT-FM in Pittsburgh or streaming from WRCT.org. Stay a little longer with the guitarist João Camareiro. This next piece is Paulistano. It means somebody who was born or lives in the great city of São Paulo. Thank you.
one wants to be a victim of a vehicle theft, but an alarming number of drivers are leaving themselves vulnerable. Keys and fobs are being left in unattended vehicles, making it easier for thieves to hop in and take off. This is especially true in winter months, when owners leave their vehicles running to keep them warm. Don't make it easy for thieves. Lock your vehicle, set the alarm, and take all keys or fobs with you. Never leave a car unlocked and running. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is my little radio show called Viva Lamach. And you've been listening or hearing me. I'm hoping you've been listening. But if you've been listening over the past few weeks, you've been hearing me play a lot of stuff off of the new 4019s album. It came out earlier this year. Well, guess what? The 4019s, I've been telling you, are coming to town. And it's right around the corner. And what better way to talk about the shows, where they're happening, what's happening, is why not ask the 4019s themselves? Right now on the phone with me is Nick Z from the 4019s. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, buddy? Great to be on your show.
Hey, man. Great. I'm glad you could take the time, and let's pump up these shows you've got. You're kind of doing a mini, I'm calling it a mini Western PA tour, because you've got like three dates in our backyard. For example, on Friday, August 26th, you're out at Beaver Station out in Beaver, and that's a show you're actually playing with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers. How awesome is that? And then on Saturday, the 27th of August, you're doing a early evening, a late afternoon gig, I believe. It's outdoors. It's out at Woolly Bullies. That's in New Brighton. I think you told me the show time for that is 5 p.m., and some guys from Inner Groove Records will be out there DJing and spinning some records, so that sounds like a lot of fun. And then on Sunday, you're down on the North Shore playing Stage AE, part of the tailgate party that they do before Steelers games. And that's, I know you've done that before, and that's always a blast. And that's just so exciting that there's these three dates, three opportunities to catch the 4019s this weekend. Now, before we get into anything, I want to talk about the fact that the 4019s are an LA-based band. That is a pure and simple fact. However, you, Nick, you have roots right here in Western PA.
Right. In the early 80s, I was working at a place called the Dark Room downtown by Point Park. A lot of your listeners may remember or worked there at one point. And that was like ground zero for at least for me and a lot of the Pittsburgh punk scene guys from the Five, the Cardboards, Car Sickness. Oh, man, everybody worked there. And that was like the place, you know, so I got to get introduced to that scene. My sister worked there, and that's how I knew about it, because she used to take photographs and stuff from with all those bands. And then I moved to L.A. a couple of years later and, you know, got involved with that scene. But I always look back at that Pittsburgh scene because that was where my roots were and what formulated my outlook on everything, you know.
Now, your latest album, New Roaring Twenties, came out on the Big Stir record label. And this was, if my research shows me correctly, this was actually the first full length that Big Stir put out for you. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we've known Big Stir for a couple years. And they started as this small label doing shows at the local venue here in Burbank. And then they started putting out records, and we were able to put one out with them. And it's been doing quite well.
Well, let's talk about some of the songs that are actually on this record. So I should give some background. So the 4019s are an LA-based band with, obviously, you've got Nick, who's got Pittsburgh roots. You've got members who have, like, Michigan Midwestern roots with the band. And, like, you start off the entire album with this great track called It's For Fun. It's got this, obviously, and I think it's meant to be, it's got this Detroit swagger to it. So what was the genesis behind this song?
Yeah, you know, John Pozo, our singer, he and I go back probably like 30-some-odd years in the Leonards, and we used to come, we played a lot of shows in Pittsburgh back in those days, and it's his motto, you know, it's for fun, that's all we're living for. We're not a political band. We aspire to get people together to just have